This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Shoemaker Crocs is suing another Colorado company. Crocs alleges trade secrets were stolen by a former Crocs employee. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Broomfield-based Crocs filed the lawsuit in federal court in Denver last week. It alleges Denver competitor Joybees is using stolen documents to develop, manufacture, and market knockoff footwear. The suit accuses Joybees CEO Kellen McCarville of stealing proprietary documents like marketing plans and customer lists when he left his job at Crocs in 2018, and also taking information about standards, specifications, and testing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Food advocacy groups in Colorado Springs will host a community meeting tonight. KRCC's Jessica Duran reports a grocery store closure is impacting the southeastern part of the city.
The King Soopers on South Academy is closed indefinitely due to the recent discovery of asbestos. It leaves few grocery store options for residents in the area. Jesse Bustamante is a spokesperson for Food to Power, a group that focuses on food access and reducing waste.
It's an area that's been under-resourced for a very long time, and nothing good comes from making it even more under-resourced.
Some possible solutions under consideration include raising funding for existing food pantries and adding farmers markets in the area. Jessica Duran, KRCC News.
A wellness center is coming to Pueblo. It will offer a needle exchange program. That's after months of debate among city council members. Some representatives objected to the syringe exchange, but council voted earlier this week to set aside nearly $1 million of federal COVID funding to support construction on the center. The facility is set to open early next year. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at CPR.org. And in Metro Denver, another hot one is in the forecast. It'll be highs within the 90s, sunny and breezy.